You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
The great pleasure of welcoming on the French language program Jude Walton, who is presenting this installation and bilingual performance on Nadja Leona at the Alliance Française de Melbourne. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Very happy to be here.
Well, perhaps first of all, can you tell us who is Nadja Leona?
Well, Nadja is a book that was written by André Breton. And it was published, I think, in 1928 in Paris. And Nadja was a woman that he met on the streets of Paris and had a relationship or an affair with for 9 days. And there's a section in the book which sort of details what happens during those 9 days, where they go, the cafes they go to. And the second part of the title, which is Leona, comes from Nadja's real name. So there's been quite a lot of research that's been done. There's a woman called Esther Albrecht who has done research and located Leona, and her full name was Leona Delcourt. And they located her granddaughter, in fact. So a lot of that history of who Nadja was has been sort of covered over. It's been very hidden. So I think that part of this project is to uncover that and to look at the work of Nadja, which of course is by André Breton, a very famous surrealist writer, as we all know, but to look at it from Nadja's point of view. That's what I've been attempting to do, to look at it from her point of view during that historical time. But then the third part of the performance brings it into the contemporary. And I guess it's a feminist, playful look at some of those things, especially around the idea of the muse, which is what Nadja was for Breton.
This year you were the recipient of the Georges Morat Fellowship to develop this project. Can you please elaborate on how it went, what sort of impact it had on you?
Yes, well, I only started it in August, and I had already started the research for this project and had been in Paris working with one of the dancers prior to getting the Georges Morat Fellowship. But now what's it's really enabled is that I've had much more time, which as an artist you always want more and more time to, you know, think about your work and make it. So that's been really fabulous. And being in the library and having access to fantastic arrangement of books and literature. So that's just really deepened my understanding of the work and of literature around that time and the whole notion of the muse, which is really... this will end this first part of the research, but next year I continue with the fellowship at the library and I'm going to expand into the whole idea of what the muse is, really. What is the muse for an artist?
And what does it mean to you as an artist to have been invited by the Alliance Française de Melbourne to showcase your work?
Well, it's fantastic. What can I say? It helps so much to be supported, to have the space, and the Alliance have been very generous with their time and assistance. Françoise and Michelle have translated the first day of the meeting of Nadja and Breton, which will be in the program. So, yes, it's been just... Yes, as an artist, really, you need this sort of support, administrative support, and also, I have to say, I remember the first day. Firstly, I did a work about 20 years ago for the Alliance when it was in the other location, in Robe Street.
In Robe Street, yeah.
And I did that on Stéphane Mallarmé, a work by Stéphane Mallarmé. And Francois remembered me from that, which was really lovely. And then when I met Michel and I said I wanted to do something around Nadja, he immediately knew the work. And, you know, it's just so fantastic to have that sort of support and knowledge of people knowing what it is you want to do. So really brilliant, yeah.
So it's a long collaboration with Alliance Française, but tell us about your journey as an artist yourself. When did you start?
Gosh, how long have we got? No. But I think I really started making work when I was about 7. Mm-hmm. That's to be truthful. I just loved putting things on.
Influenced by your parents?
No, not really. They were not particularly interested in the arts. Mm-hmm. My father liked reading. He mm-hmm. read a lot, but no, they didn't really have any influence in that way, but they were very supportive. But then, you know, if I think about, I studied film and television. That was what mm-hmm. I studied in England. And then I really came to dance quite late. You know, in my 20s, I discovered some dance in New York, basically, that I was very, very interested in. And I went to New York. I self-funded to go and work with all these different people who were doing, you know, contemporary dance at that time. And it was really the place to be, New York. So, and then it, probably around then, sort of 80s, I began to make my own work. And then in 1990, 91, I think it was, I made a big work called No Hope, No Reason. And that...
And you were still based in England?
No, I was here in Australia mm-hmm. then, by then. I came over in my late 20s. Mm-hmm. So, and that was sort of my first major work mm-hmm. I had. It was for Voice with Hartley Noonan, who wrote most of the songs, and with dancers and performers. So it was like a major, like a mini opera, I guess, a contemporary mini opera. And I'm sort of been influenced by people like Robert Wilson, who some of your listeners might have heard of. And so then from then on, I just continued making my own work, really, with other like-minded people. And I worked and set up a course out at Victoria University and ran that for 20 years. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so I've been here for a long time making work.
And the journey goes on. What can you tell the listeners who are going to be interested in coming out to the Alliance Française to see your project, Nadja Leona?
Well, I think it's a very, I hope, a work that tries to unpick this sort of relationship between men and women on a general sense. It's also been informed by writers such as Marguerite Duras, to look at this, what is very current at the moment, this Me Too that is happening. And I think I am trying to unpick some of that in the final section of the work when it comes into a more contemporary frame. But it begins with the sort of phantoms of Nadja, and it is a homage to Nadja, mm-hmm. I think, you know, it is trying to give her some space and place within, you know, within the history, which I think she has been completely ignored in a way until quite recently. So, yeah, I think it has real relevance for contemporary society to come and see it, I hope.
And is it too early to ask you about whether you're working on your next artistic project?
Well, I think I'd like to do a bigger version of this, to be honest. I think there's a lot of material. There's a lot of other women, like Dora Maar, who was with Picasso, and Muse to Picasso. And then there are some more contemporary women who were here in Melbourne mm-hmm. That I think had sort of a similar role. So, yeah, I'd like to do an expanded version. And the other thing I would really like to do and I'm going to work on is to take a version of this work to Paris. Ambitious, but I would like to do that, yeah.
Jude Walton, meilleurs voeux et bonne chance pour cette exposition.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you for the time.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.